We'll talk about great fathers today on this Father's Day. Next Sunday, I got a continuing on a series that the Lord dropped in my heart. I'll get to that next week. But I want to honor our fathers today. How many of us are, we have a Heavenly Father that we need to honor? Yeah. Amen? I found this, I'll read this to you. It's four stages of a child's life. The first stage is they call you Dada. Second stage, they grow and they call you Daddy. They mature and they call you Dad. And the fourth stage is they call you for money, all right? So I figured that would be something to be fitting here. In 1 Corinthians 13, tell me when you got it. It says, love suffers long, starting with verse 4, is kind. Love doesn't envy, doesn't parade itself, it's not puffed up, doesn't behave rudely, doesn't seek its own, it's not easily provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I mean, his love never fails. When it comes to a great father, he loves unconditionally. Our Heavenly Father loves unconditionally. When you look at the definition of love, most people like each other or have a lustful type love towards one another. But when you really love, what you're saying is that I'm going to lay down my life. What you're saying is that you're more important than my own needs. What you're saying is that, you know, if there's a struggle, I'm going to take the low road instead of the high road. Are you with me? The humble road. Notice that love, the definition of love, is one to lay down. How many of us, that's a great definition of our Father. Say amen. When my wife and I, we work with some young people here, we try to tell them, don't wake up love before it's time. Because a lot of times people will have a relationship with somebody, then they'll break up. And how many of us, a breakup is hard? Yep. Say amen. Yeah. Usually somebody else has their own interest in mind. Come on. The truth is that, how many of us, that when you find somebody to love, what you're going to say is that when I love you, I'm going to lay down my life for you. Most people don't understand the definition of it. If they do, they more like I like you instead of love you. Yeah. Say amen. It's easy to say the word. The definition of the word is so much greater. When it comes to our Heavenly Father, He loves unconditionally. How many of us, that's a reality? How many of us, He suffered long for all of us? Oh, say amen. How many of us, that when it comes to those areas that He waited for us, that He was patient with us, and God knows we've all sinned in this room. How many here have sinned at least once? How about a half a dozen times? How about more than that? I got 10,000 over here. The truth is that we've all sinned and fallen short. I am so glad that our Heavenly Father still loves. You know the verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Notice that He loved the world. Now, the truth is that not all will come to know Him. Some will reject Him. But His love still reached out. His love was personified in Jesus. He sent His own Son. And when I look at that, can you imagine the God who can do anything, all-powerful, all-knowing, allowed His Son to go through that, to go to the cross? And Jesus said that no man takes my life, I lay it down for myself. That Jesus looked at mankind and said, you know what, I'll bridge the gap, I'll pay the price. Even for people who could care less about Him. Even the people who end up in hell, He still died for them. What tragedy would it be one day to see Him face to face, realizing all that you could have had and you forfeited it? How many think that will add a layer to hell? That would be unbelievable. Besides the pain and the torture and the burning, knowing that you rejected the only hope. Because of His great love. When I look at that, great fathers are like that. How many have some areas to work on yet? Sometimes we're still conditional in areas. Sometimes that when somebody's rude to us, we're not very nice back. Oh, you're all perfect in here. How many have some areas to work on? The truth is that, notice that love takes that and goes, you know what? It's hurtful, but I'm just going to bear that. And when I look at Jesus, how many things were spoken evil of Him? Man, His character is unbelievable. It is. And one day we will be with him, and he's not going to change. He'll be the same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll be with that loving Father. And you know what? Jesus wanted to reveal his Father to us. He goes, I'm going to my God and your God, my Father and your Father. One day that he'll present the whole church to the Father. That's going to be so glorious. When it comes to great fathers, they put their children first. In Philippians 2, verse 4, each of us look not only on our own interests, but the interests of others. When I look at fathers, I appreciate when there's generations. That's why at wedding times, sometimes I get to sit with the older folks, because I'm younger. Everybody say amen. And there are times I've sat at the table and there's been some people that have been 80, 90 years old I've had a chance to sit with. And I begin to ask them, I go, well, how are you all related here? Well, that's my great-great-granddaughter, and there's my granddaughter, and there's my daughter. I mean, it's pretty neat to see generations. This one gentleman I asked, well, how long have you been saved? He goes, I've been walking with the Lord for 70 years. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. How many of us, it's more than just the years. It's the fellowship with the Father for 70 years. Because we can say a whole lot of numbers. But to walk with the Father that long. I want you to know that you can tell that there's a change. Listen, if you haven't had a father or here that's been great in your life or maybe been absent, the Heavenly Father can be there for you. He can even change that situation. How many of us, that's good news. The Bible says this, if you're without father or mother, I'll be that to you. Hallelujah. That we don't hold on to that crutch to say, well, I didn't have this, so this is the way I am. We can change because of him. Amen? That's real, but we can still change because of him. Hallelujah. How many of us, God is good? When it comes to our Father, he's so important that he looks at our eternity. That the Father didn't want us to have a short time with him. If heaven was for 1,000 years, we'd all be counting back numbers. If it was 10,000 years, it would go in an instant. But he wanted it to be eternal. So when I looked on this planet here, do you know Jesus offered up strong crying? I'll get to that in a minute. But he built us for eternity. He didn't want this relationship to end. Because he knows that he's going to make you happy forever, joyful. And you know what? You're going to make him joyful forever. It was the joy set before him that he endured the cross. Think about it. You're going to have the opportunity to please God the rest of your life. And he will welcome it. You will bring joy to his heart, a smile to his face. I think that's so awesome. As much as he will please you, as much as you're going to enjoy his company, he's going to enjoy your company. Say amen. What if you're at your home? We got to be someplace. And Jesus comes knocking on the door. I mean, that'd be pretty awesome. And it's like it's him. It's not nobody just named Jesus. It's him. Say amen. And he's brought his friends with him, Moses and Elijah. And you guys get to have a tea party or whatever you drink in heaven. Hallelujah. How many think it's going to be an awesome thing? But the same thing now that they overcame by faith, we overcome by faith. And they will marvel just as much about you as we do about them that we read in Scripture. What was it like to overcome in this day and age? Hallelujah. Say amen. How many of us, we got to overcome? In Hebrews 5 verse 7, if you take notes, when Jesus was in the flesh, he offered up prayers and supplication with tears to him who is able to save him from death, and he was heard for his godly fears. Men, we need to set a good example with our relationship with God. We need to live it out in front of people, especially our children. When it comes to the church, we need to be that covering. Now, if you're the lady and you're the spiritual leader of the home, you become that covering of that home. But every home needs a covering. Every home needs that spiritual side for prayer. Say amen. Notice when Jesus was on this planet, he offered up great prayers, even of tears, to him who's able to save. Sometimes your family will cause you to go to tears. Oh, nobody in here. How many know sometimes you got to have some strong crying out? Come on. How many knows God will hear those things? He's able to bottle those tears. He's able to work in that. That's part of our life here. I like to say everything is rosy all the time. That's not reality. Sometimes relationships go south. Oh, amen. Sometimes children can be wayward. Sometimes parents can freak out. Say amen. I've seen it happen. How many of sometimes it goes haywire? Well, your families are perfect. Amen. How many of sometimes family reunions, you got to pray about your family. Glory to God. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9 says this, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. That's part of my prayer time. Lord, You're not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. That is God's will. Now, we know some people won't turn. We know some people will reject Him unto death, but that's not His will. So when I look at people, the will of God for them is to be saved. Then I'm going to pray accordingly. Amen? They're maybe a million miles away and could care less. I'm going to pray for them. How many of God will still work? Sometimes that is strong crying. Jesus was our example with this. I'll get to this in a minute. Even over Jerusalem, He wept. He said, I sent You prophets and people to preach to you, to gather you up, but you wouldn't listen. Like a hen that gathers its chickens up, its little chicks, you wouldn't come to Me. How many of that was on His heart? Even when He sent them off to first preach, He said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. People are still on His heart. I said, people are still on His heart. Even today, He's still not willing for people to perish. He knows the separation is there. But we have to be willing. Somebody say willing. When it comes to God the Father, He's a willing Father. I read it to you earlier, John 3:16, for God so loved what? The world. How many knows that means every member in particular? Even when we hated Him. How did He demonstrate it? By sending His own Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I share with the first service, if the gift of God's eternal life, what's it like living with Him? How many knows that's going to be flat awesome? Every precious stone will be the buildings. Streets like transparent gold. New Jerusalem has pearls as gates. I mean, that's going to be unbelievable. The beauty is going to be unbelievable. And yet the greatest thing is our treasure is Him. Hallelujah. When I look at what the Lord says, I'm not willing that any should perish, then we shouldn't be willing either. I said we shouldn't be willing either. We should step out and reach. As a willing father, if you're a father in here, be willing. Be willing to reach out and make a difference. Secondly, when it comes to God our Father, He's a wailing Father. In Matthew 23, verse 37, Jesus laments over Jerusalem. Said, you killed the prophets and stoned those that are sent to you. How often would I gather you together? But you were not willing. When we become unwilling, we stunt what God wants to do. Because He'll never overshadow your will. He'll never force you to do it. Amen? Think about the Holy Spirit today. How many hearts today is the Holy Spirit drawing on, working on, wooing people back, and people say, nah, don't want it. If there's anyone who knows rejection, is the Lord. Amen? That's how much more pleasure we bring to Him by coming to Him. Because there's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of people who say, I could care less about the Lord. How much more you come into Him and say, Lord, I just love You. Thank You for saving me. It warms the heart. Amen? But we need to pray also that those individuals, their hearts soften. Because that was some of us at one time. Let's pray, Lord, soften that heart. God, work in that area. Because He's willing, but He's also wailing today. He brings that intercession before the throne. Many times in Scripture, the Bible says, even we pray with groanings too great for words. How many of you had a time where you just groaned? Oh. Okay, five of you. I mean, sometimes there's even words there. You don't even know how you feel, how the situation's going to change. But you can pray and God can answer. Hallelujah. How many of us, we have a Father that's there. And I like it, since He's not willing that any should perish, I'm not willing either. Amen? If somebody has breath in their lungs, they still have hope. But I want to caution this. Don't wait for your last breath to get your life right with the Lord. Because for some people, all they're willing to do is take the last breath. While you have it now, it's time to seek Him now. Amen? Seek Him while He may be found. When it comes to God the Father, I like this part. He's a waiting Father. In Luke 15, verses 20 through 24, this deals with the prodigal son. That the Bible says that the father was continually looking down the road, waiting for him. I like to look at it this way. He was hurt that his son left, but he was in faith for the return. I share with the first service, for some of you, God's going to move on your families. Continue to walk in faith. By the Father coming every day, looking down the road, He was walking by faith. Yes, it hurt Him. Yes, He was upset. But the faith step was, one day He's going to return. I'm ready. I'm waiting. Amen? He took it a step farther and says, you know what? I'm saving a robe. I'm saving a ring. And I also got a party plan when He returns. I mean, that's faith. That isn't like, well, kid's not going to come. Kid's a mess. Not going to change. No, he looked down the road. Yes, it hurt. Yes, it was real. Yes, there was embarrassment. But he kept it in faith. Keep it in faith. Keep your family in faith. Keep looking down that road. It may be an email. It may be a voicemail. It may be a knock on your door. Amen? I read not too long ago about a pastor. He was praying for his daughter. His daughter was serving the Lord, then got haywire. Ran off in the world, did worldly things. And he was a pastor, and he felt a little embarrassed. He goes, I'm the spiritual leader of the church, and my kids are wayward. How many of you can be the best parent, and your kids can do some things? So he brought it to his congregation. He says, listen, my child is out there. Would you please pray with me in agreement? They had a prayer meeting soon after that. And within a short time, he got a knock on his front door. He looked out, and it's his daughter. She's weeping on his front porch. So you know what? I had a vision, a dream that I woke up in hell. And God's getting a hold of him. How many knows God can do it? So they had a glorious reunion, hugs and kisses. And how many knows God's there? Listen, when our families come in, it's a time to rejoice. How much more in heaven? Don't give up on your family. Walk in faith. Even if they're acting a fool right now, God's able to change that. Amen? A waiting father is one who looks and says, you know what? I'm looking at the interests of others. I've lost a son, but he's going to return. Hallelujah. How many of those, Jesus lost his life. The father had to turn his back on his own son as sin is being applied. How many of those, that was very difficult. I really believe this with all my heart, that was the hardest pain Jesus ever experienced when he became sin, who knew no sin. And then when the father had to turn his back for a moment, he felt the separation from God so we don't have to. And to me, the ultimate hell will be, not the pain, the burning, that's awful, the absence of the presence of God. When you feel that presence gone, Jesus experienced it so we wouldn't have to. Somebody say, glory to God. I know it hurt the father. I know he didn't want to do it. I know he wanted to stand with his son all the way through. Even Jesus said, Father, why have you forsaken me? Jesus experienced all of it. But a soon breath after, it was restored again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because death could not hold him. Glory to God. Jesus shed this earthly tent and got a new body. One day we'll have a body like it unto Christ. Amen? Like I shared a couple weeks ago, I kind of hope that we have the same abilities. Won't that be fun, the door locked and you can still get in the room without picking the lock? Yes or no? Wherever you need to be, boom, you can get there. and yet you can still have texture, you can still be felt, and you can still eat. Jesus ate it. He cooked some food at the... Notice that normal functions are still there. How many of that makes you a superhero? I kind of hope we get that type of body. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Amen? That's one thing we'll all go, okay. Amen? Just like did Adam and Eve have a belly button? That'll be the next question. Amen? Some of you will catch on. Remember, that's in the biblical code. That's why we have it, right? Did they have one or no? I don't know. Okay, that's another thought. Some of you are like, belly button? Okay, we'll go on from there. Amen. When it comes to fathers, you know what? We need to be priests of our home. Now, this applies both to men and women. Ladies, if you're the spiritual leader, a godly father or mother prays for his family. I said prays for his family. In Luke 18:1, he spoke this parable and said, men ought to pray always and not lose heart. You keep your prayer life current, you can start to handle a whole lot more than if you stop. Because I've learned this, you stop praying, you start losing heart. That doesn't mean you've shipwrecked your faith, but how many understand those weak moments? One person. How many understand those weak moments? I've had those in my flesh. I'll be honest with you. Going through this chemo stuff, there have been times my flesh was just battered. Some of that medicine was really unbelievably strong. But you know what? He's still there. Hallelujah. That regardless of how I feel, wait a minute, he's still there. That spiritual reality is still there. Glory to God. And even when I go back for checkups, some of the nurses and doctors I had a chance to witness to, they remember I'm a Christian. And some of them even say this, hey, I've been praying for you. I like it when people take a step like that, especially in a work environment, because you all know what it's like. Sometimes it's limited. Hallelujah. And be mindful. I'm on a good recovery, but you can pray for my feet and my hands. One of the chemo drugs affects the nerves, and they don't tell you that till after the fact. Because if you don't get that, then they don't tell you that. I go, why didn't you just tell me up front? Give me a list, it'd be easier. Amen? So pray for that. I'm just believing that God will change that area. Hallelujah. That's why I sit during worship. It's not for anything like negative. It helps me with my feet. Amen? But God's good. When it comes to fathers, we need to be prophets in our homes. A godly father or mother instructs his family. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, you know the scripture. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is what? Old, he won't depart. More than ever, we need some prophets to speak over homes. We need some thus saith the Lord being flowed from our lips. A prophetic word came this morning that right now there's a place of ease going on. There's a place of nurturing going on. There's a place to grow right now. But things will change. I mean, is that we need to be prepared. We need to be maturing. Because when I read the book of Revelation, there's some cataclysmic things coming upon the planet. But God's going to take care of his church. But ultimately, we need to walk by faith. How many agree with me? I mean, if you didn't, you wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. When it comes to godly fathers, not only are they protectors, they're providers. A godly father is unselfish in his contributions to his family. We know John 3:16 that he gave, but it says in 1 Timothy 5:8, if anyone doesn't provide for his own, especially for his own household, he's denied the faith and worse than an unbeliever. Now, some of us may not have had fathers that were present or maybe didn't have the greatest relationship. I want you to know that your Heavenly Father will be good to you. Amen. That he will make up what was missing. But we just can't keep blaming either. We got to go, Lord, it was my upbringing. Amen. Maybe that testimony will help somebody. But now I got a great father. Say amen. I got a great father. One that will take care of me all the days of my life. Because I haven't met a Christian yet in my whole Christian life that is worried about what they're going to eat, what they're going to drink, or what they're going to wear in heaven. It's not even in us. Not on any level. How many are like freaked out? Oh, I don't know if God's going to be able to do it once I get there. The Lord's going to stick me over in the corner in about a billion years, then he'll come talk to me. Nobody's freaked out about it, are you? No, because it's not in you. That provision of the Holy Spirit has brought a rest in that area. In fact, we're more in faith by that than we can imagine. But your Father's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. How much more now? Jesus wanted that to work now. Hey, I can take care of the birds. I can take care of you. Oh, ye of little faith. Amen? Then he demonstrated it by taking a couple loaves and fishes and feeding 5,000 people. Do you know how much food 5,000 people can eat? And yet Jesus didn't freak out about it. There could have been 10,000 there. He couldn't have met that need. There could have been 20,000. To me, it's like the more the merrier. Yeah. Say amen. I remember one time we did this fundraiser, and our job was to cook hamburgers for Big Boy. It was in the Pontiac Silverdome, and we had this griddle, and that's really what we had. Well, we cooked 1,000 hamburgers in a couple hours. There was so much grease that the hood above it was dripping with grease. I've never seen so many hamburgers in my... I was sick of cooking, amen? The guy that was helping me, I looked over at him, and the grease from the hamburgers was dripping off his little bandana he had on. Say amen. Like, that was serious, true? And that was just 1,000 hamburgers. Can you imagine 5,000? Besides women and children? I haven't met a Jewish family that has one kid. Come on. How many? They said 5,000 men were ministered to. Okay, what about the rest of the folks? But Jesus still met. Can he meet every need today? I like that. As he saves, he's able to meet. And he has so much provision that if the whole world got saved, there's still room for them. There's room in my Father's house. Church, we need to be more willing than ever in these last days. When our relationship is current with our Father, it helps us in our day-to-day functions. But a good father is a good promoter. He lifts up his family. Hallelujah. How many of those in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11? Comfort each other and edify one another, just as you've been doing. When I look at our Father, he's always promoting. I like it when parents see their kids graduate, or they accomplish something, or they get a new job. The parents just as excited as about who's winning something. That's how our Father is. And the ultimate graduation is when we slip from this body to be present with him. He'll welcome us home. Well done, good and faithful servant. He wants to speak it. But he isn't going to share a lie either. Either it's well done, good and faithful, or it's not. Then I want to hear. How many want to hear it? In the midst of the crowd, he picked you out. Look at us. He picked us out of this world. I'm so happy that you responded to him. And how much more now in these last days that our relationship with our Father, we need to take advantage of. It doesn't need to be a distant one. I shared this a while ago. I had a chance to preach in Atlanta. And I got invited to one of their homeless shelters. And this homeless shelter was huge. It would be about 5 times as big as this room they met in. And there were several hundred men and women there. And I had a message about, none of you thought you'd be here at your lifetime. How many of you don't set out to be homeless? Amen? And the Lord dropped a prophetic word that some of you, your family doesn't even know where you're at. And at the altar call at the end, I said, if you're that individual, come meet me at the altar. And a whole mass of individuals came. And they said, Pastor, my family doesn't even know where I'm at. I said, it's time to get a hold of them. Somebody still cares. Hallelujah. How many knows the Father wants you to reunite himself with a whole bunch of sinners? that don't even know He's there. We need to be about our Father's business. For our families, we need to be promoters. Your kid does something, reward it, just as your Father does. Speak a kind word in that area. How much encouragement does good to the soul? And we need to do all the more for one another, to encourage one another as we see the day approaching. There's enough discouragement today. We need some encouragement. Amen? Will you enjoy this morning? How much we serve a great God? Take advantage of that relationship. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for today. That, Father, You are the ultimate Father. And Jesus, You've revealed the Father to us. We thank You. And Lord Jesus, for the men here, Lord, the spiritual leader of their home, Lord, gift them accordingly, Lord God, to bring that covering. For the ladies here, Lord God, that are fulfilling that role, Lord, gift them and bless them, Lord God. That each family has a covering. Each family, Lord God, has a place of prayer. A place, Lord God, to come against the enemy. Lord, You've promoted us in Your kingdom. Lord, help us to look at one another and encourage. To strengthen, Lord God. For those, Lord God, that maybe the relationship with the Father wasn't that great, Lord, You be that to them. Restore every area. Now, Father, I pray a blessing on this congregation, if You would lift Your hands towards heaven. Lord, a blessing on this congregation. Lord, go with each one in strength and power. And Lord, bring us back in that appointed day. In Jesus' name, amen.